200 years ago, red kites were quite common in Scotland and indeed much of the rest of the United Kingdom, being mentioned in works by Shakespeare, Robert Burns and the great nature poet John Clare. Tony Bonning is a Galloway author and storyteller who has researched into these connections for us. Here he is to read from the kite references from these poets, starting, of course, with Burns, in both Scots and English.
The first piece is called The Marriage of Robin Reidbreast and Jenny Wran. Robin Reidbreast happit on a briar, and he sang his bonny wee sang. And you ken who was there? A great greedy glad. And he said, "Robin, that was a bonny wee sang you were singing there. Come and sit down aside me and sing me your bonny wee sang, and I'll show you a bonny feather I've got under my wing." But Robin said, "Nah, nah, nah, great greedy glad. You tell that to the wee linty, and when he landed down aside you, you gorbled them all up. Well, you're no going to gorble me up, because I'm going to flee awa' to the king to sing him a bonny wee sang." Or, if you prefer an English version, Robin Redbreast hopped onto a briar and sang his beautiful little song. And do you know who was there? A great greedy kite, who said, "Robin, that was a lovely song you sang there. Come and sit down beside me and sing me a lovely song, and I'll show you a beautiful feather I have under my wing." But Robin said, "No, no, no, great greedy kite. You told that to the little linnet, and when he sat down beside you, you gobbled them all up. Well, you're not going to gobble me up, because I'm going to fly away to the king to sing him my beautiful song." And so away Robin flew. This is a very brief excerpt from Shakespeare's A Winter's Tale. When a kite builds, look to lesser linen. This can either allude to the fact that the kite sometimes uses material to line its nest, or the fact it's springtime and it's now warmer weather. Now a piece from England's greatest nature poet, John Clare. "Ah, could I see a spinney nigh, a paddock riding in the sky, above the oaks in easy sail, on stilly wings and forked tail." John Clare here refers to a paddock, and it's not to be confused with a puddock, which is a Scottish toad or a frog, but the paddock here is, of course, the gled or the kite. The last piece is by Robert Burns and refers to the Battle of Killiecrankie. In this, you'll note that the "I fed an Athol gled," this refers to the fact that kites used to go and feed from the carrion from the dead bodies after the battle. It also tells you that Claverhouse and Halliburton of Pitcairn were also killed in the battle at Killiecrankie in 1689. The instrument I play is a bowron, spelt B-O-D-H-R-A-N, but pronounced bowron.
"Oh, had ye been where I hae been, ye wadna have been sae canty, oh, and ye had seen what I hae seen on the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. Auld Pitcairn fell in a fur, and Claver's got a clanky, oh, or I had fed an Athol gled on the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh."
Sadly, however, the British kites of the past suffered with other raptors of birds of prey as the preservation and shooting of game became popular in Victorian times. These birds were seen as the enemy by gamekeepers, and a great slaughter took place that eventually led to the extinction of several species, including goshawk, sea eagle and osprey. The last recorded breeding of kites in this region was in the parish of Glencairn, Moneyive, about 1870, and they disappeared from the rest of Scotland and England, becoming restricted to only a few remote hill valleys in Wales, where there was little or no shooting of game. Red kites were particularly unfortunate in all of this because, in fact, they are no threat to game, but feed largely on carrion, voles and other small creatures. In an effort to return these wonderful birds to their rightful place in the British countryside, the RSPB, government agencies and other partners have reintroduced red kites to various places in the UK, including here in Galloway, where 104 fledglings were released between 2001 and 2005. This work was assisted by various landowners, tenant farmers and gamekeepers, and has been a great success in Galloway, where local people are very proud of their kites.
Now, if you're listening on the trail, pause the CD until you reach the Benin Viewpoint parking place or Clattering Shores, whichever you chose to head for. Then listen to track 9 for the Clattering Shores message and track 10 for Benin's.